Insurance Talk. Scott and Mike on KCMO Talk Radio 7. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Scott. It's good to have you back from, I guess, vacation.
Well, I don't know if we'll really call this one a vacation. We were up there in a cabin up in the woods up in Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Unfortunately, it wasn't the fishing trip we normally do over the 4th of July. This one ended up being a memorial service for Terry's grandpa up there. And so we had the whole family get up there. It was really a nice ceremony, get together up there. Now you would think the Upper Peninsula is going to be nice and cool compared to Kansas City, right?
But it wasn't.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here's the other problem. Since it's always cool up there, no humidity, there's no air conditioning up there. When you have heat in the 90s and heat index 105 one day with no air conditioning, it's a little bit brutal up there.
Oh, it can be. And growing up on a farm, I like to talk about the weather anyway. And I was just looking at the paper this morning, and it was, you know, in the Kansas City paper, it has all the next 7 days. The heat index for the next 7 days is 108, 110, 112, 112, 115, 112, 110.
It's about time to get out on a lake and hop on a boat and get in some water or something, isn't it? Or just stay inside, one or the other.
Well, like I said, I guess it does get hot in Kansas, but not usually like this.
Oh, well, out there in western Kansas where your farm is, it does seem to get a lot hotter than it does here.
That has this year. It's been very dry and very hot.
But anyway, you're listening to Insurance Talk with Scott and Mike. We have, and Andrea. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Sorry to be talking beside you and not including you.
That's okay.
Andrea is the director of our senior division. If you have any questions about health insurance, about life insurance or Medicare, Medicare supplement, Medicare Advantage plans, please give us a call, 576-7710. We'd love to answer your question. We have a combined total of approximately 70 years of insurance experience in the studio this morning. And let's see. I've got about 20 years and a little over 20 years in the health insurance side. Mike has about 30 years in life insurance side. And Andy, you're pushing 20 years on the Medicare supplement. So I think between the three of us, we can get a lot of your questions answered. And remember, if you have a question, odds are a lot of other listeners out there have the exact same question. But we focus on consumer-driven healthcare. We focus on common sense, like the prior show talking about wise wealth. Well, we're going to talk about wise insurance purchasing. We're going to talk about the wise way to do health insurance.
Also, to let people know, because sometimes we don't give out the number enough, Scott, is people are welcome to call the show live, because this is a live radio show, and it's 576-7710. So you're always welcome to call that. So go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I know I've had comments from people say, give your number out more.
And it doesn't matter if it's 913 or 816 either. So 576-7710. Love to have you on the show. I am the Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider for health insurance. If you go into his website here in Kansas City, you're going to be directed to us, and we will get back in touch with you and help you with your health insurance. Dave Ramsey is constantly telling people you need a health savings account. If you understand insurance and if you understand taxes, we feel everyone would own a health savings account. It's the correct way to take care of your money, put you in charge, consumer-driven health care. This is the thing we like to paint the picture in. What we're trying to do with this radio show, imagine if everyone in America had a vested interest in not spending their health care dollars. Because how do people spend their health care dollars today, Mike?
Usually through premiums.
Well, there's the biggest part of it.
I mean, when you look at some of the premiums that are out there, it's crazy. And I can understand why people are so upset about health care costs, because it's crazy numbers out there.
I set my own personal record this week, Mike. I ran into a family paying $2,520 a month.
They must have had
health insurance for one family.
They must have had 15 or 18 kids.
Two
kids.
Oh, my gosh.
And what happens to people is they get into a plan. It keeps going up every year. Let's say somebody on the plan becomes uninsurable somewhere else. So what do they do, Scott? I mean, you'd think a guy's stuck there, isn't he?
Well, not necessarily, and we're going to get into that. There are options. If you're out there and you're thinking, you know what, I've had some pre-existing conditions, I've got to stay on this, I really don't have another option, that's not necessarily the case. Give us a call or go to our website, missionhsa.com. You can run an instant online quote and see what the absolute best rates are out there. But if you have some pre-existing condition, We're going to have to get creative and go different directions. There's state pool guaranteed issue plans that are out there. There's federal guaranteed issue plans if you haven't had insurance in the last 6 months. There are options out there, and typically by the time you put these together and have someone come out and actually explain them to you, people are ecstatic. There's times I'm cutting people's premium by 60-70%, even after I take care of the pre-existing conditions on some of these people, Mike.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. I don't know if we want to go into some examples.
Well, we will later on. But first off, let's talk about exactly what is a health savings account. We shouldn't always assume listeners out there are listening every week and understand what an HSA is.
An HSA is really an account that the government offered everybody to open, and it's a triple tax advantaged account. Money that goes into this account is written off their income tax. The money will accumulate without paying any income tax on it. And if money comes out of that account to pay for qualified medical expenses, there is no taxes. It comes out tax-free.
So all three phases are tax-free. Goes in tax-deductible. Look on line 25 of your 1040. You'll see there where every dollar you deposit is a dollar-for-dollar tax deduction. Most of you out there might be thinking, well, it has to be greater than 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. Actually, it's greater than 10% now due to Obamacare. So now you actually have to have more medical expenses before you're typically able to write off anything. So most of you, every year, you accumulate all your medical expenses, your medical, your dental, your vision, maybe a copay, whatever you spend. You take all that, you bring it into your accountant, and he adds it all up and says, you know what, it's not greater than 7.5% of your adjusted gross income, so you get zero tax deduction. Or maybe it might be slightly over, but only what's over that 7.5% did you ever get to write off. Now what we're talking about is the first dollar you deposit into your health savings account is a dollar-for-dollar tax deduction off your state and federal taxes.
Yeah, and it goes right on the front of your tax form. Another nice thing about it is the money can come out tax-free for any medically related expenses.
So it's better than a traditional IRA or even a Roth IRA. It's kind of a combination of the both. Imagine if you could put money in like a traditional IRA and get a dollar-for-dollar tax deduction up front, paying you interest just like the traditional IRA, but also be able to take it out the backside tax-free like a Roth IRA. All three phases are tax-free. It's not available anywhere else. That's what we like to tell people. Anyone that understands a health savings account will put as much money as possible, as much money as the government will let you, into your health savings account each and every year, because it is the only triple tax advantage account out there.
Well, the exciting thing about it is let's say, for an example, because I get this question all the time, what if I get all this money in this health savings account and I never have any medical bills? I mean, how's that going to help me?
I love it when people think, oh, no, what if I have too much money in my health savings account? And then my answer is there such a thing as having too much money in your IRA?
And that's really the exciting thing about the HSA is it will roll into the next year and the next year. It can keep accumulating. And really, when you get to age 65, becomes like an IRA.
So yeah. A lot of people out there think we're talking about a flexible spending account. That is a use it or lose it account. You have to spend that money by the end of the year. So people are afraid to fund a flexible spending account because you can't pull out a crystal ball. You don't know what kind of claims you're going to have. You might be really healthy, or you might have two people hospitalized in a year. You don't know with a flexible spending account. You're supposed to guess what your expenses are. If you guess too low, you're going to pay for a lot of your expenses with after-tax dollars. If you guess too high, you lose that money at the end of the year. That is the problem with flexible spending account. Health savings account, just like you said, Mike, you're exactly right. Whatever is not spent rolls over from year to year. It's your money. Now you have a vested interest in not spending it. That would change health care.
And when you turn 65, if you want to take the money out and take a vacation or use it for living expenses, you can. You just pay the taxes just like any other retirement spending account.
Just like an IRA. That you're exactly right, Andy.
And it's exciting when you think about it. It's like when I explain an IRA or an HSA, a health savings account, to somebody, they say, well, how can I get something like that? What do I have to do? And before we go to that part, as I was excited about this week, this happens to be HSA Bank is a new sponsor for the radio, and this is the very first show that they've become a sponsor, and we're really excited about that.
So that means about half of Sheboygan, Wisconsin is listening to the radio show this morning. Is that correct?
That could be it. That could be.
Well, if you go to KCMOTalkRadio710.com, you can listen to the radio show anytime, 24/7, and the podcast of all of our previous shows are going to be on there also. Or, here's an easier way, go to myhsablog.com. And as yes, I need to do some updates. I don't have all the shows on there, but you can go back and listen to the radio shows based upon the podcast that we have on our blog, the guests that we have on the show, some of the products, some of the amazing things that are out there that really helps people be in control of their health care dollars, the extra funding of health savings account through MyHSA Rewards. There's a link on there. And more importantly, there's a link directly to HSA Bank where you can go in. There's no setup fee. A lot of people out there today are paying fees, a lot of fees with their health savings account. A lot of people don't know this. This is the amazing thing about health savings account, Mike. Imagine putting money into an account. Single people can put up to $3,050 this year. Family members can put up to $6,150. You can put a little bit more in that even next year. Putting that money into an account year after year after year, that money is paying you interest. And by the way, HSA Bank has thousands of investment options. Some of them are no-load accounts, no-load funds that you can put money into that will earn you interest tax-free. Now, imagine if you do this for 20 years. I'm sorry, you're 55. You can't do it for 20 years, can you, Mike?
Well, I can because I've already started 6 years ago.
You're going to get close to that. So, and you're doing a nice strategy that a lot of people will do. Put money in your health savings account. How much money do you pull out of your health savings account to cover your ongoing medical expenses every year, Mike?
A lot of times I don't pull out a lot, but sometimes I will. I did pay for like when they took out the wisdom teeth for my daughter, I paid for that out of my account.
Okay. But if you don't spend the money can roll over from year to year to year. Let that money accumulate, not pulling it out. But imagine 10, 20 years from now, you decide you've kept your receipts for money that you have not withdrawn out of your health savings account yet. You let all that money accumulate. Let's say you have $30,000 worth of receipts. You can lump sum, pull 30 grand out of your health savings account, penalty-free and tax-free. You decide when you pull that money out. So that, to me, is exciting. You control when the money goes in, how much you put in, and when the money comes out, and it's always tax-free as long as you keep your receipt, because your receipt is your ticket for tax-free withdrawals out of your health savings account whenever you choose to do it. You're listening to Insurance Talk with Scott and Mike and Andrea, brought to you by HSA Bank on KCMO Talk Radio 710. We will be right back after this break.
KCMO Talk Radio 710 with Sean Hannity.
If you're 20 and not a liberal, you don't have a heart. If you're 40 and not a conservative, you don't have a brain.
Cutting through the liberal bias and giving you the information you need.
The people that get wealthy because of hard work. And the people that work hard, they take risk. There's no guarantee that they're going to make any money.
Sean Hannity, weekdays from 2 till 5 on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Did you know that every 34 seconds, someone in the United States suffers a heart attack? Barbara Walters recently aired a special on ABC entitled A Matter of Life and Death, and it stated that many Americans are ticking time bombs and they don't even know it. Heart disease is America's number one killer, and half of us will die from it. Aside from the medical problems a heart attack, stroke, cancer, or other serious illness can cause, the unexpected out-of-pocket expenses can be devastating. Humana has a critical illness cash plan that helps protect you, your family, and your assets from these expenses. This plan allows you or a participating member of your family when diagnosed with a covered critical illness to receive a minimum cash payment of $5,000. These additional funds can help with medical costs, travel, unexpected loss of income, and more. If interested in receiving more information on this plan from Humana, call OFM Benefits at 913-432-2732 and press option 1 and talk to Terry. That's 913-432-2732, option 1.
This week on The Home Show, it's Molly and Marlon, our horticultural experts. They're back and they're ready to answer your questions about the garden. Send your questions to homeshow at 710kcmo.com. Then tune in at 1 o'clock on Saturday and listen for the answers. The Home Show, brought to you by Ameristar Roofing. Every single week, Ameristar Roofing. You can depend on them on your roof.
Family get-togethers, client parties, or a friendly gathering. If you are the entertaining type, a patio with a fire pit or cooking area would make a lovely addition to your outdoor space. Just imagine a beautiful sunset in the background as you light the fire pit, the soothing view of the fire as the dark of the night sets in around, the sounds of the children roasting marshmallows fills the backyard. I'm Roy, Dream Developer at Prestige One Landscaping. Go online to see our work at kclandscapes.com. Let's build your dream today.
Wow, wow. What is that?
Oh, that's Sparky.
Why did you guys buy a robot dog?
Well, the wife and I decided we wanted a pet, but no waste.
Sparky, huh? You know, there is a company that will clean up pet waste. Their name is EcoScoopers. It's really reasonably priced, too. Only $14 a visit. Check them out online at ecoscoopers.com or call 877-ECO-SCOOP.
Wow, that's a really good price. And a real pet is looking much more appealing.
Is your robot dog trying to mate with the TV?
Yeah.
For the first time in Kansas City and exclusively from Amazing Siding, it's the James Hardy Insulated Siding System. This amazing siding system increases energy efficiency by 625%, has twice the impact resistance, and reduces exterior noise by up to 40% over traditional Hardy siding. Right now, get our exclusive insulated siding system for the same price as a traditional Hardy siding. So if you're considering James Hardy siding or have a bid on it right now, call Amazing Siding first. Limited time offer, call today. 913-661-0900 or AmazingSidingKC.com.
According to the Mayo Clinic, cancer is the second leading cause of death in the United States. One out of every two men and one out of every three women will get cancer. Studies also show that survival rates are improving for many types of cancer, thanks to improvements in cancer screening and cancer treatments. Yet, even the survivors can have huge out-of-pocket expenses. But there is a way to be proactive. Humana has a cash cancer plan to ensure that you're paid cash to help with unexpected out-of-pocket expenses. If you or a participating member of your family is diagnosed with a covered cancer, you'll receive a minimum cash payment of $10,000 to use however you want. It could be used for an unexpected loss of income, travel to national cancer centers, trial or experimental treatments, personal home care, or more. Be proactive and find out about Humana's cash cancer plan. Contact OFM Benefits by calling 913-432-2732 option 1 and speak with Terry. That's 913-432-2732 option 1.
Rusty Humphries.
I thought his basic philosophical premise was absolutely wrong.
Weeknights from 8 till 11 on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Welcome back. You're listening to Insurance Talk, brought to you by HSA Bank. Insurance Talk with Scott and Mike and Andrea, sponsored by HSA Bank. We are 70 years worth of experience of health insurance agents here to answer your questions. Be sure to call in at 576-7710 with your questions. Love to be able to answer them for you. Mike, before the break, we were talking about a new sponsor, HSA Bank. Glad to have them on board. Did you know they have over 350,000 HSA accounts already established?
Well, that's what their specialty is. That's what they do. I know we spent the last 3 years working with local bank and trying to educate their employees, and about the time we get somebody educated, they quit and go someplace else, and there's so much misinformation handed out by, you know, we went with somebody. This is what they do.
They have over $1 billion in HSA deposits. There's already 21,000 businesses have their HSA account set up through HSA Bank. So it's one of the largest, if not the largest, HSA custodians in the United States. I remember they started out this little State Bank of Howard's Grove, this itty-bitty little brick building out there is where, back when it was MSA Bank many, many years ago. Now they've grown and grown and grown. It's amazing to see how this itty-bitty little bank had the vision and knew that consumer-driven healthcare, medical savings account, was going to be the future of healthcare today, because the copay system that most people have, that most people have embraced, encourages people to overspend their healthcare dollars. So therefore, you pay a copay, somebody else pays the rest of the bill, they don't care. You end up with people spending 60-70% more on healthcare than we do on housing, and that is the problem. They know that health savings account is the right way to change healthcare in the country, not what's going on in Washington, not something that's going to happen from legislative side. It's going to happen when every American cares what things cost, because if they don't spend it, it's my money. I get to keep it. It rolls over from year to year.
And what I was excited about is they had no setup fee. So I rolled my HSA to HSA Bank. They had no setup fee. They were paying twice the interest as what a local bank was paying. And it's one of those deals, there's no monthly fees if you have over $3,000 in the account. So for me, there's no fees. Pays twice the interest, and I have an investment options all up and down. That's the reason I moved my account.
I think it's over 10,000 investment options you can choose from if you choose to use one of their investment accounts. So it is an amazing health savings account. If you're a business owner out there And maybe you've gone with the local bank that's charging you $3 to $5 per month fee. Even if you have less than $3,000, it's only $2.25 a month. So it's very affordable monthly fee, even if you don't have the $3,000 in there to begin with. That's fine. If you're a business owner out there, and maybe you have health savings accounts, and you're looking at your HSA, and you're trying to help your employees out, you're putting $40 or $50 a month or maybe $100 a month into the health savings account to help your employees out, and yet you see $5 or $4 or $5 a month of it being eaten every month, and boy, that just really hurts some of these people, give us a call.
Or go to the blog site, Scott. That's, I keep always telling people, myhsablog.com. That's where we have a lot of the hyperlinks, like to HSA Bank.
And you can get your HSA account set up there. Plus, if you do that, we will help with the education part for your employees to make sure they understand what they have. That was a big turnaround for the city of Iola, Kansas. Once we came out and explained to them how to use the health savings account properly, they ended up with embracing a high-deductible health plan with no copays. Typically, city employees want to be able to use their insurance. They want to be able to have the copay. And I know when they first implemented the health savings account, there was a lot of pushback from the employees. They did not like it. Once they understood it, now they love it.
Because the employee, a lot of times on something like that, their first thought is, oh, they're taking away my benefits. They're hurting me on my benefits. It's really a better thing once they truly understand what it's all designed for because of the amount of money that goes into the HSA.
In a healthy year, you get money that is put into health savings account, and basically 63% of Americans don't even spend $500 a year in our total healthcare utilization. So if you put at least $500 in the health savings account, that's going to cover most Americans all their medical expenses, no additional copay. And if they don't spend all $500, they're going to keep the difference. It rolls over from year to year. And in an unhealthy year, you truly have a 100% plan after you meet that deductible with most HSA qualified high deductible health plans.
But the biggest thing I think about it, Scott, it does all these things, but really gets people engaged in how they're spending the healthcare dollars. There's a lot of tools out there that's available. I know Humana has a tremendous tool when it comes to really understanding what's out there.
I had personal experience this week. Doc says, hey, additional pain, we want to make sure the appendix is okay. We want to go get a CAT scan. And it's like, okay, so what do? I pull out my cell phone and my smartphone. I go to myhumana.com. I log into my account. I see everything in there, and it has cost comparison tools, allows me to go to outpatient, goes to diagnostic, and I look up CT scan. They're ready to send me to a local hospital.
That's what they normally do, is they just send you out there. That would probably run, what was that going to cost?
Well, some of the local hospitals actually charge up to $2,800 for a CT scan. But knowing this, looking at Humana, and it gives you your 3-star rating, 2-star rating, 1-star rating, I was able to go to myhumana.com, and the first one listed was diagnostic imaging. It happens to be right in Olathe. I know exactly where that was. We went there, and ended up being $400. I had 2 CT scans done for $403. I pay for it directly out of my health savings account. I was ecstatic that I saved possibly thousands of dollars. I get the PPO discount. Now, normally price there is over $1,000, I think $1,200. But Humana took the bill. They repriced it to the PPO discount. So then all I owed was $403 of a $1,200 CT scan. And I got that taken care of. And luckily, everything's fine. Appendix is fine. So we're good to go.
Well, that's the exciting part. You have to engage yourself. You have to become a consumer of healthcare. And that's what Scott did on this example, because if he just went through the normal channels like always, he would have been out about $1,000, would have came out of his HSA account instead of $400. That's a huge difference.
And there's cost comparison tools. Let's say you saw the commercial, ask your doctor about Zocor. Well, if you go to myhumana.com and log on, it's basically $92 a month for that. Or they will give you the generic options and show you 78 options of things to look at, as low as $4 a month. So it's an amazing tool that Humana has available. It truly puts you in control through consumer-driven healthcare. We love to show businesses how to do that. You can find our information at myhsablog.com or at missionhsa.com. Or we'll be right back after this break here in a few minutes. You can call in 576-7710, ask your question. We will get you on the air and answer your questions for you. Remember, you're listening to Insurance Talk with Scott and Mike, brought to you by HSA Bank.
The KCMO Morning Show with Greg Knapp.
Coming up Monday on the show, how about public schools being required to teach about lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans starting January 1 for kids as young as 5? I'll tell you where it's happening. And hey, don't worry about the debt talks. Bill O'Reilly says, I'll broker a debt deal. All of that and your chance to win tickets to Laura Ingraham in Kansas City on the KCMO Morning Show with Greg.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. In the debt ceiling stalemate, both sides making their arguments in their weekly addresses.
We have a responsibility and an opportunity to reduce our deficit as much as possible and solve this problem in a real and comprehensive way.
The president would like a package of cuts and tax increases. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch says it's passing a balanced budget amendment that would make the country healthy again.
The solution to a spending crisis is not tax increases. Yet Washington has consistently demonstrated that it cannot control its urge to spend. That is why the only long-term solution is a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution.
And at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida, a Delta IV rocket rumbling into the sky carrying a GPS satellite overnight. This after two consecutive days of delays from technical and weather issues. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your KCMO Talk Radio 710 forecast. A hot stretch of weather over the next 5 days. Sunny to partly cloudy today, high 97. Uncomfortable tonight, low 76. Back up to 97 tomorrow and Monday. It'll be sunny to partly cloudy. High pressure still overhead during midweek. That means it'll be sunny and it will be even hotter with plenty of humidity. High about 100 both Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm Eric Wilhelm on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Do you know someone who has a difficult time just taking care of their own everyday needs? There's a 50-50 chance that a person over the age of 65 will need long-term care. What will be the consequences to your finances and to your family when you need care? Long-term care insurance is designed to help protect your assets, everything you've worked so hard to attain, and keep you from being a burden on your family when you need care. Mark Durkin is a local long-term care insurance specialist, representing a number of top carriers. You need a plan for the future, and Mark has 10 years of experience in long-term care insurance and is just the specialist you need to help you review your situation and see if long-term care insurance is right for you. Call Mark Durkin at 913-205-4871. That's 913-205-4871. Or visit his website at mdurkinplanning.com. That's mdurkinplanning.com.
Hi, this is Mr. Remodeler Dean Blay of Dean Blay Construction. I grew up in a little town in northern Vermont, where my dad had a small electrical business. He was an intelligent, quiet man who never said much. Occasionally, I'd walk into his shop after school, and he'd be listening to classical music or whistling an old tune. And I once discovered among his books a tablet of poetry he had written, much of it addressed to my mother. During the summer months, I worked with him wiring farms, a task I very much enjoyed. No, he never said much, but he taught me a great deal about working and about caring. As I grow older, I appreciate him more. Og Mandino said, treasure the wealth you receive above all else. It will survive long after your gold and good health have vanished. Anyway, if I can help you with any remodeling or repairs around your home.
In Missouri, 453-3049. In Kansas, 362-7166. Or online at MrRemodeler.com.
As guys who know a lot about health savings accounts, we know that HSAs are a smart way to take control of healthcare costs. An HSA is a tax-favored account that works with most high-deductible healthcare plans. Whether you work for an employer or for yourself, HSAs are individually owned, so it stays with you even if you change your health plan or retire. You decide how to spend funds for eligible medical expenses, including doctor visits, lab tests, surgery, prescriptions, dental work, and much more. When selecting an HSA, sign up with the best, HSA Bank. HSA Bank's exclusive focus on health savings accounts offered unrivaled expertise, superior service, and easy administration as part of your healthcare solution. Call the experts at HSA Bank to learn more at 800-357-6246 or go to missionhsa.com. Take it from the guys who know. You'll be really glad you did.
HSA Bank does not offer tax advice. Please see your tax professional for tax-related questions. HSA Bank is a division of Webster Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
What Kansas City talks about Monday morning starts right here Sunday night. Join me, Chris Kobach, for live and local talk Sunday nights at 6 on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Welcome back. You're listening to Insurance Talk with Scott and Mike on KCMO Talk Radio 710, brought to you by HSA Bank. Mike, before the break, we were talking about the HSA Bank, and you just moved some funds over, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's where I moved my account. I just said, you know, if I can get more interest, double the interest, I have investment options and there's no fees, hey, count me in.
That sounds great. And we also got a call over the break. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
I have two questions I'd like to have answered about your HSA account.
Sure.
Are you allowed up to the age of 55 to contribute? Is that where you start or is that where you end?
Up to age 55, you're allowed to put up to $3,050 per individual and up to $6,150 for any family unit, more than one person covered by the HSA qualified high deductible health plan. After age 55, they let you put in $1,000 on top of that. So then you can keep putting money in until age 65. At age 65, once you're eligible for Medicare, that's when you can no longer contribute to your health savings account.
Okay, then my second question is, when you reach the age of 70 and a half and you still have an HSA account that you haven't cleared out, is that required with the required minimum distribution funds, like an IRA?
Barbara, that's a great question. That's really one of the positives as far as I'm concerned, because with an IRA, you do have the minimum distribution that has to come, the required. With
yes.
an HSA, you do not have that. It can just sit in there and accumulate. There is not that required minimum distribution.
So there's no age that's required that you have to clear that out and tax it?
No. It's just like with IRA. You have to start taking money out of an IRA at age 70 and a half. That is not the case with a health savings account.
Thank you. That's what I needed to know.
Thanks for calling, Barbara.
Thank you. And there is one other slight difference with an IRA. If you take money out for before age 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty plus taxable income. With a health savings account, if you take the money out and if the IRS audits you, and you do not have proper records, you do not have receipts showing that you pulled that money out for eligible medical expenses, the penalty is 20% plus taxable income. But keep in mind, that penalty goes away once you're eligible for Medicare at age 65.
Correct.
So fantastic call, Barbara. And once again, if you have a question, call us at 576-7710.
Let's get into this week. We have some exciting things happen, and that's a part of the show I like the best, is talking about, what did you do this week? Did you help anybody, or is this just all we just go on and go on? But let's go through some examples, Scott. What you had one this week that you were talking about earlier, I think.
Sure. Yeah, I ran into my personal record. I'd had people before paying over $2,000 a month, $2,400. This time is actually $2,520. They actually pulled out their bill to show me exactly what their one family, a husband and wife, 52 with two kids, what they were paying for health insurance. Now,
90% of people don't even have mortgages that are that high.
They are definitely paying more on their health insurance than what they pay on mortgage. Plus, on top of that, they still had $1,000 deductible 80-20 plan. They'd had the plan for many, many years and just thought, you know what, we know this plan works well. And so they just keep kicking the bucket down the road. Kind of sounds like the United States government, isn't it?
Yeah.
The debt ceiling. Let's keep moving that debt ceiling higher and higher. And they finally got to a point where, hey, we got to do something about this. Unfortunately, there was a health condition in there where not the whole family is going to be able to stay on the same plan. We got to leave the husband that had a cancer. He's going to be staying on a guaranteed issue plan.
Well, that's a good example. You know, a lot of times people have a health insurance plan, and somebody becomes uninsurable, so they say, oh, we're stuck. We're just going to have to stay with that plan. But there's a lot of options, and that's what you did with this family.
Sure. He can go on the Missouri State Pool for $650 a month.
And that means everybody, doesn't matter what your conditions are, you can get that plan, correct?
If you've had 18 months of continual coverage and you're uninsurable, or if you're coming off of COBRA and you're in a position where you've totally exhausted COBRA into 18 months, you have this plan. It's guaranteed. They cannot decline you, and all pre-existing conditions are going to be covered. And that plan will be $650 a month. The rest of the family, the wife and the two college boys, go on a plan for $450 a month. Now, they're not done with underwriting yet, so we don't know for sure if that's going to be the final
rate. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Was that an HSA-qualified health insurance plan?
Of course, that was. Both of them are, because the state of Missouri has an HSA-qualified plan that he can go on. State of Kansas does also for a guaranteed issue, and that was a Humana One quote. It was kind of funny as I'm talking to them. They said, well, we tried to take the kids off and put them on standalone policy. And by the time underwriting was done, they quoted us a really cheap rate. By the time they were done, they were going to charge them $500 a month just for one of my sons. So we just kept the whole family on this plan. Once again, kicking the bucket down the road, trying to put up with the pain. And I said, right at that point in time, I said, you must have applied with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and you must have a son on some kind of an antidepressant like Adderall, so on and so forth. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. I don't know what the deal is. Seems like Blue Cross doesn't like people that taking any kind of antidepressant. So we get those people approved continually with Humana. So we're going to put the rest of the family on Humana, hopefully get that around $450 a month. So basically, we're going to save them approximately $16,000 in premium over the next 12 months after we get this thing done here, Mike. Is that amazing? That's my new record. I've never saved anyone that much
once you do that, one year. Once you do that, they've got another problem, if you think about it.
Well, they can only put up to $6,150 of that premium savings in their HSA account. I don't know what they're going to do with that other 10 grand.
I think they ought to go to, if you're listening right now, they need to go on a trip.
Go on a trip? Okay.
Take me.
How about they need to buy a Falcon? They could have bought a Falcon with that.
That's right.
Anyway, we love to show people how to save money, and yet, yeah, they're going to have a deductible. They're going to have a deductible with both plans, but we're saving them such a ridiculous amount of money in that scenario that they get to control, and it's going to be a win-win situation all the way across the board. We had another family in their 40s, fairly healthy, paying $1,300 a month on a group plan. But once again, the husband was uninsurable, so they thought they had to stay put year after year after year. We ended up putting him on the Kansas State Pool plan for only $350 a month. The wife and kids applied online with Humana. The very next day, it was approved. The policy was issued for $314 a month. Basically, we're cutting their premiums in half, Mike. And that's taken on a $7,000 family deductible, 100% plan for Humana for the rest of the family. He's got a $2,500 deductible guaranteed issue plan from the state pool, eliminating the group plan altogether. This is cutting the premiums in half, saving a family $8,000 a year to take on, unfortunately, another scenario. They can only put $6,150 of that into their health savings account. I don't know what they're going to do with the rest of that money, Mike.
Well, that's just what, that's what's exciting about this stuff. That $8,000 is real money. It's not Monopoly money or anything else. It's real money, folks.
And in today's economy, if you keep paying crazy high premiums, you need to take a look at a health savings account. Give us a call, 576-7710. If you want to find out exactly how much money we could be saving you, or go to our website, missionhsa.com. You can run an instant online quote. You'll see the best rates, but that's not going to take these pre-existing conditions into scenarios. So you need to call us. You can also call our office, 913-432-2732, and leave your voicemail there, leave your message there, and we will get back with you and answer your question and see if we can't show you how to do this. Maybe you've on a group health insurance plan and it costs a fortune, costs $500 or $800 a month or more to get your wife and kids or spouse and kids on that group health insurance plan. We can show you how to be saving money also. We love to tell people, we're insurance agents that doesn't like insurance. There's a right way to buy insurance, and we want to put money that right now is going to the insurance company into your health savings account. Hey, we have another call on the line here. Steve, welcome to Insurance Talk.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You might want to turn your radio down so we can talk to you live here.
Well,
how can we help you?
Well, I have two questions about HSA money. One, can you use the money? Well, what, at the end of the year, do I lose the money if I don't use it? Is it one of those? And then can I use it to buy long-term care insurance?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. A lot of people get confused with the HSA with the FSA. The HSA rolls from one year to the next. In other words, whatever you don't spend out of your health savings account this year will go ahead and roll into next year. As far as your other question, that is one of the provisions in the health savings account is you do get to pull money out of the health savings account to purchase long-term care insurance. So that's a great question.
Thank you, Steve. And we actually have another caller online here. We're going to try to get to you right before the break here. Patty, welcome to Insurance Talk.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a daughter who just had a baby, and her health insurance premium through work is going to go up to like $600 a month to insure both her and her child now. She's single. What options do you have for someone in that situation?
We have all kinds of options, Patty. In fact, if you go to missionhsa.com, you can go to run an instant online quote. You can run a quote right there. We'll have your information. We can call and discuss any pre-existing condition, any health conditions. If they're healthy, though, there's a great chance we're going to be saving her 60% or more off what our group health insurance plan. And now we can put some of that premium savings into her health savings account and then use that money to pay your smaller bills, still have insurance to cover the big ticket items. And here's the other big key. The baby has 100% coverage for all wellness checkups, for the immunizations. We had another business of the week on with us a few weeks ago, and he talked about having his baby in December, and he has a Humana One policy for his wife and kids, and he's paid zero out of pocket for all the checkups for the last 6 months. First 6 months of having a baby is expensive, costs a lot of money. And Humana has covered all of that at 100% under the wellness provision. Now, of course, if the baby gets sick and go in for an antibiotic, that will actually cost him some money. But he's had a very healthy baby other than the routine stuff. So that can be covered very well, even with a high deductible health plan. So we can be putting money aside for her instead of just spending it all, giving all to the insurance company month after month.
Right, right.
Well, if you want to call our office, call 913-432-2732. Leave your information. We will call you back. We'll get back with you. Or once again, if you just go to missionhsa.com, you can run an instant online quote, see just how much money you could be saving each and every month on your health insurance premium.
And Patty, if you're still there, go ahead. They're off. But make sure you call our office, because we would love to help, because that's what we do all the time. I know I'm dealing right now with a kind of a similar scenario. It's a 20-year-old girl with a 2-year-old baby, and it's the same thing as it's kind of sad that this country's this way, but her husband's got a better job. He's, you know, got promoted. Now he's making too much money that they can't have the coverage for the child through the state. And so now they have to pay for it. So working through that, those kind of things, but you're able to do some things at about $150 a month or something like that sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's $200 a month, it's a lot better than $600 a month. No doubt about it. You're listening to Insurance Talk with Scott and Mike on KCMO Talk Radio 710, brought to you by HSA Bank. We have a short break. We will be right back.
KCMO Talk Radio 710 with Michael Savage.
Believe it or not, we actually had to read a biblical passage in a public school of the United States of America.
Insight, truth, and honest opinion.
Now, of course, every kind of diseased filth is put into the minds of the children, and the Bible is now banished the way pornography was once banished.
A Savage Nation, scaring liberals weeknights from 5 till 8 on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
As guys who know a lot about health savings accounts, we know that HSAs are a smart way to take control of healthcare costs. An HSA is a tax-favored account that works with most high-deductible healthcare plans. Whether you work for an employer or for yourself, HSAs are individually owned, so it stays with you even if you change your health plan or retire. You decide how to spend funds for eligible medical expenses, including doctor visits, lab tests, surgery, prescriptions, dental work, and much more. When selecting an HSA, sign up with the best, HSA Bank. HSA Bank's exclusive focus on health savings accounts offered unrivaled expertise, superior service, and easy administration as part of your healthcare solution. Call the experts at HSA Bank to learn more at 800-357-6246 or go to missionhsa.com. Take it from the guys who know. You'll be really glad you did.
HSA Bank does not offer tax advice. Please see your tax professional for tax-related questions. HSA Bank is a division of Webster Bank N.A., member FDIC.
So, when was the last time you went to the dentist? That long, huh? Well, there's no need to be apprehensive about it. Dentistry isn't like it used to be. So if it's time you had your teeth cleaned, whitened, or even just a checkup, Shoal Creek General Dentistry offers sedation dentistry. That's right. Anxiety-free dental procedures. Shoal Creek General Dentistry will help you feel completely at ease as they take care of your pearly whites. Imagine being in a deep, relaxed state with no recollection of time past, and at the end, you have a healthier smile. It's that simple. So get to know Dr. Gake and his friendly, experienced team at Shoal Creek General Dentistry. They've made going to the dentist a completely comfortable experience. In the Northland by Liberty I-35 and 152, or call 816-792-0801. For more information on sedation dentistry, visit ShoalCreekDentalCare.com. That's ShoalCreekDentalCare.com. Sedation dentistry is not recognized by the ADA.
AutoZone. Don't risk driving one more mile with brakes that aren't safe. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Bad brakes put you and everyone else on the road at risk, so make sure yours are safe. Duralast brake pads and rotors are proven tough to give you the solid stopping power you need without the noise you don't want. Whether you drive a car, truck, or SUV, AutoZone has the quality pads and rotors for you. Make sure your car stops safely every time. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Did you know that every 34 seconds, someone in the United States suffers a heart attack? Barbara Walters recently aired a special on ABC entitled A Matter of Life and Death, and it stated that many Americans are ticking time bombs and they don't even know it. Heart disease is America's number one killer, and half of us will die from it. Aside from the medical problems a heart attack, stroke, cancer, or other serious illness can cause, the unexpected out-of-pocket expenses can be devastating. Humana has a critical illness cash plan that helps protect you, your family, and your assets from these expenses. This plan allows you or a participating member of your family when diagnosed with a covered critical illness to receive a minimum cash payment of $5,000. These additional funds can help with medical costs, travel, unexpected loss of income, and more. If interested in receiving more information on this plan from Humana, call OFM Benefits at 913-432-2732 and press option 1 and talk to Terry. That's 913-432-2732, option 1.
Laura Ingram.
The fact is, if you're here illegally, we will find you.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Welcome back. You're listening to Insurance Talk with Scott and Mike and Andrea on KCMO Talk Radio 710, brought to you by HSA Bank. Mike, we've had a couple good callers so far.
Oh, great calls. That's great calls. That's what this show's all about.
We want to be able to answer your questions. And for the caller that just called in asking about her daughter, call our office, 913-432-2732. Leave your information. We will get back with you. There's a lot of people out there that don't know that health insurance truly can be affordable. I cover my whole family of five for $420 a month. The average household spends three times that, Mike.
Like I said before, there's no doubt about the high exorbitant costs of what premiums are out there. We have to do something about that.
Absolutely. Let's see. Now, let me ask you, Mike, I've got a question. Does group insurance save people money compared to individual policies?
That's probably the biggest fallacy out there. And really before, you know, here's a life insurance guy getting involved in the health insurance a few years ago, and I thought the same thing before I really got in and looked at it. Small group health insurance is higher than individual health insurance.
And did you have an example this week where that ended up?
Yeah, it's a great example, and that's what, like the radio show, we had a caller that came down up from Jamesport, which is a couple miles north of here, and they come down and wanted to talk to us about their health care. He'd been listening to the radio for about a month, and all of a sudden he goes, you know, I've been talking to my wife, we got to do something about this health care cost, we got to do this and this. And really didn't do anything.
They have three families on a health insurance policy. That one happens to be with Assurant. They have a $2,500 per person deductible. Then after they meet that deductible, see, they've already gone to a fairly high deductible, but it's not even 100% after that deductible, Mike. It goes to 50-50 coinsurance until they spend another $3,500 out of pocket per person. So if one person went into the hospital on their current plan, it costs them $6,000 out of the pocket. And then if the second person happens to have medical conditions, that's another $6,000. Their risk was truly $12,000 per family on that policy, and it was costing him, how much was it?
It was about $1,800.
$1,800 a month.
What spurred them into finally making the call was their premium just went up a bunch. And so it comes down to it that you have to look at that. And sometimes you look at that, it seems like people have to have something happens that spurs them into really doing something about it.
Well, the end result is we quoted them, and we don't have it done with underwriting yet, but this is what we're looking at. It sounds like they're healthy. There's no pre-existing conditions there to speak of. Looks like we're going to be able to put all three families on health insurance policy for $800 a month instead of $1,800 a month, saving the company $1,000 a month. But their out-of-pocket risk must have gone up tremendously, shouldn't it?
Well, $1,000 a month savings, that's what you would think. But let's really go through an example. You were spouting off deductible, coinsurance, this. You know, it gets pretty confusing sometimes. It really comes down to it. We moved them to what they call a high deductible HSA qualified health insurance plan. Most people feel if what happens if we have a big claim, just like let's say for an example, Scott, one of them had to go in for $12,500 hospital bill. Okay. What would be the differences between the two? How would that pay out?
Well, the plans we quoted for him were $6,000 family deductible, 100% plan. It was all inclusive: inpatient, outpatient, doctor's office visit, prescription drugs, and hospitalization, like you talked about there. So in a $12,000 scenario in their current policy, they'd pay their deductible plus the coinsurance. They would cost them $6,000 on their current plan.
Well, it would really cost them $2,500, which is their deductible, correct?
Correct.
Then they go into a coinsurance provision,
50-50.
Which is 50-50 on the next
$7,000 of expenses. So they would pay $3,500. Assurant would pay $3,500 of that. So altogether, that would cost them $6,000 in estimate.
Well, on the plan we put them on, which is supposedly a high deductible health insurance plan, would be the same $6,000.
It's the same $6,000.
The only difference is they're paying $1,000 a month less.
So now, between the three families, they can literally put $4,000 apiece into their HSA account to help them offset their $6,000 family out of pocket. And if they don't spend that $4,000, we're saving them every year in premium. They get to keep it instead of the insurance company.
You know, I don't know what candles cost because they make candles. They actually pour them up there. I don't know what they cost, but if they cost, let's say, $10, that's 1,200 candles they just sold this week.
By saving them money, a penny saved is a penny earned. We love to show people how to do that. Give us a call, 913-432-2732. Visit our website, missionhsa.com, or all the links for all these things we're talking about can be found at myhsablog.com. Andrea, do you have another birthday party coming up here?
I do. We're going to be doing another one in August. Haven't set the date for sure, but it will probably be August 6th. Annual enrollment period for Advantage plans and prescription drug plans are coming up real quickly this year. Starts in October, and this is a great time to find out your information. Call us, and we'll tell you when, where, and how to come to the seminar.
So not only those that are just turning 65, but if you're on a Medicare supplement, you will want to call. Andrea, how can they reach you?
913-530-6830.
Thank you for listening. This is Insurance Talk with Scott and Mike on KCMO Talk Radio 710. We're here every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. Coming up next is Chris Butler with the Capitalist Pigs, going to explain to you what's going on in the market, how to manage that. Honey, I'm going to be home in a few minutes, and we're going to enjoy this hot day today. KCMO Talk Radio 710.